Welcome back, everyone. We're diving deep today into something pretty amazing. We're going to be looking at how Bristol-Myers Squibb is using AI in drug discovery. Our source for this deep dive is, it's a blog post written by one of their scientists. So we're getting an insider's perspective on this cutting-edge stuff.
Yeah, and it's incredible how fast things are moving. I mean, just a few years ago, AI and drug discovery felt, you know, kind of theoretical, more like a sci-fi concept than reality, right? Well, but now it's actually happening, and it's changing everything.
Totally. It's like AI is everywhere now, right? ChatGPT, Microsoft Copilot, Meta AI. It's mind-blowing.
Absolutely. And that explosion in AI is having a huge impact on drug discovery. Mm. What's going on at BMS is a perfect example of how AI, you know, working with human expertise, is speeding up the whole process.
So let's break this down. BMS has 5 R&D principles, right? Yeah. How does AI fit into those?
Well, the first 3 are super important, especially in the early research phase. We're talking about establishing causal human biology, matching the right treatment to the disease mechanism, and then figuring out a clear path to prove it works clinically. AI is playing a role in all of those.
Okay, let's start with establishing causal human biology. That sounds super complicated. What does it even mean?
It's actually pretty simple at its core. It's all about figuring out the exact biological processes that cause a disease. You know, imagine tracing the steps. Like, this molecule malfunctions, which triggers this pathway, and then bam, you get the disease symptom.
It's like connecting the dots in a chain reaction, right?
Exactly. But here's the thing. With all the genetic and clinical data we have now, that chain reaction can be incredibly complex.
So it's like trying to solve a massive puzzle, but the pieces keep multiplying.
Yeah, it's like finding a tiny needle in an ever-growing haystack.
Yeah.
But that's where AI steps in. BMS scientists are using AI tools to sift through mountains of data and identify the most promising targets for new drugs.
So it's not just about analyzing data, but actually finding those cause and effect relationships within the data. That's wild.
Exactly. They're using AI to build models that can predict how likely different drug targets are to succeed based on tons of genetic and clinical data.
Wow, it's like having an AI oracle telling them which paths are most likely to lead to a cure.
It's not magic, but it's pretty close. And it's not just about predicting outcomes. AI is also helping researchers dig deeper into the nitty-gritty details of human biology. They're using something called generative AI to create in silico models.
In silico models? What are those?
Oh, sorry. In silico just means using computer simulations to study biological processes. It's like creating a virtual lab inside a computer.
Oh, I get it. So they can test different drug candidates virtually and see how they interact with specific targets without needing an actual lab?
Exactly. It's way faster and more efficient. They can run thousands of virtual experiments in the time it would take to do just a few in a real lab.
That's incredibly efficient. So they're using AI to test a ton of possibilities and spot potential problems early on.
Precisely. And that's a game changer.
So we have AI models predicting outcomes and simulating drug interactions. But how does this actually work in real life? Can you give us an example?
Absolutely. One really cool example is BMS's work with a company called Incitro. They're trying to develop treatments for neurodegenerative diseases, which are notoriously difficult to treat.
And how are they using AI for that?
They're using something called AI-powered phenotypic screens to identify potential drug targets. Imagine you have a dish with thousands of cells, and each one represents a different aspect of the disease. AI can analyze these cells and pinpoint subtle changes that might be a clue to a drug target.
So it's like having an AI detective who can spot things human researchers might miss.
Exactly. And the AI can analyze thousands of samples at once, way faster than a human could. Plus, they're also using AI to link those changes in the cells back to specific patient data.
Wait, so they're connecting what's happening at the cellular level to individual patients. That's pretty amazing.
It is. It shows how powerful AI can be at finding patterns and making connections that would be almost impossible for humans to do manually.
It's like having a super-powered microscope that can reveal hidden secrets in the cells.
Is it? Yeah. But, you know, even with these powerful AI tools, human expertise is still crucial.
Right. The scientists are still the ones driving this research.
Yeah, they're the ones who ask the questions, design the experiments, and interpret the results. The BMS scientists who wrote the blog post made that very clear. AI is a tool, but it's only as good as the people using it.
So it's not about replacing scientists. It's about giving them superpowers.
I like that. It's a partnership between human ingenuity and AI's computational power.
And that partnership is leading to some incredible breakthroughs. Okay, I'm ready to move on to the next principle. Matching modality to mechanism. What does that even mean? Matching modality to mechanism. Sounds like they're trying to, I don't know, pick the right tool for the job, but in a really specific way.
Yeah, you got, think of it this way. You've found the broken wire in some complicated machine, right?
Yeah.
Now you need the right tool to fix it. It's not just about finding any solution. It's got to be the most effective one, the one that's going to get the job done right.
So the machine is like the human body, and the tools are different drugs or therapies.
Exactly. And that broken wire, that's the specific biological mechanism behind the disease. In the past, this whole process was like, ugh, searching for a needle in a haystack. Researchers would test tons and tons of molecules, just hoping to find one that worked.
Talk about time-consuming and expensive too, right?
Oh, absolutely. But AI is changing that in a few really cool ways. First, BMS is using AI for like virtual screening. It's like they can get rid of most of the haystack before they even start looking for the needle.
Wow, that's a game changer. So they're using AI to pre-screen potential drugs and find the most promising ones right off the bat.
Exactly. And then they use AI to optimize those candidates, making sure they hit the target effectively, you know, with minimal side effects. And they make sure the drug can actually get to the right spot in the body. It's called multi-parameter optimization, or MPO.
MPO. Okay, that sounds pretty complicated. How does AI help with that?
Well, imagine designing a race car, right? You got to optimize everything, the engine, the aerodynamics, the tires, to make it go as fast as possible.
Right, but if you, like, soup up the engine too much, the car could spin out of control.
Exactly. It's all about balance.
Yeah.
And that's where AI comes in. AI-driven MPO lets you tweak all those parameters at the same time. And it helps you find the perfect balance. It's like having a supercomputer running simulations constantly and saying, hey, try this, try that.
That's a great analogy. So they're using AI to fine-tune drug candidates and make them as effective as possible.
Precisely. And they've had some really exciting results with this approach. For example, they're working on a protein degrader for sickle cell disease.
Sickle cell disease, that's a genetic disorder, right?
Yep. It affects red blood cells, makes them misshapen and rigid, which causes a whole bunch of health problems. There are treatments, but they're not perfect. BMS researchers think that targeting certain proteins could lead to a functional cure. But these proteins were considered, undruggable with traditional methods.
Undruggable? What does that even mean?
It means it was really hard to target those proteins with, you know, the usual drug molecules. But AI helped them find a workaround, a protein degrader that could actually target those previously untouchable proteins.
Wow. So they used AI to crack a problem that seemed impossible before.
That's right. And their AI-driven MPO played a huge part in making sure the protein degrader was effective and safe. It's a perfect example of how AI is opening up all these new possibilities in drug discovery. We can go after targets that were totally off limits before.
That's amazing. It sounds like AI isn't just speeding things up. It's actually expanding what's possible in drug discovery.
Exactly. And that leads us to the third principle, having a clear path to clinical proof of concept. Because, you know, it's not enough to just discover a potential drug in the lab. You got to make sure it actually works for patients.
Right. It has to work in the real world, not just a petri dish.
Yep. And this is another area where AI is proving to be super valuable. For example, AI can improve patient segmentation, which basically means figuring out which groups of patients are likely to respond to a treatment in a similar way.
Oh, so instead of a one-size-fits-all approach, they're using AI to tailor treatments to specific groups of patients.
Exactly. They did some really cool work on diffuse large B-cell lymphoma, or DLBCL. It's a type of blood cancer. They worked with the Mayo Clinic and used AI to analyze data from over 1,000 DLBCL patients.
And what did they find?
They found 7 different clusters of patients based on their molecular profiles. And one of those clusters, they called it A7, had a really bad prognosis.
So they were able to pinpoint a group of patients who were at higher risk.
Right. And by understanding the specific molecular characteristics of that group, they can start developing treatments that are tailored just for them.
That's incredible. It's like AI is paving the way for truly personalized medicine.
It is. It's about moving away from the one-size-fits-all and towards treatments that are specifically designed for each patient.
Okay, so we've seen how AI is being used at BMS to establish causal human biology, match modality to mechanism, and make sure there's a clear path to proving a drug works. It's clear that AI is having a huge impact on every step of the drug discovery process.
It really is. And the exciting thing is, we're just scratching the surface. There's so much more potential for AI to transform how we develop new treatments and get them to patients faster and more effectively.
I'm definitely eager to hear more about that. But before we get into the future of AI and drug discovery, I want to go back to something you mentioned earlier, collaborative hybrid intelligence. What was that all about?
Yeah. That's a big deal at BMS. It's basically acknowledging that AI is a tool to help human experts, not replace them.
So it's a partnership, not a competition.
Exactly. The best drug discovery teams in the future are going to be the ones that use AI in smart ways, you know, integrated into their workflow.
It's all about finding that sweet spot where human ingenuity and AI's computational power come together.
Precisely. And that's what they're doing at BMS. They're not just throwing AI at every problem. They're carefully thinking about how to use it best, how to empower their scientists to do even more amazing things.
It just goes to show that even with all this incredible technology, human intelligence is still at the heart of scientific discovery.
Absolutely. So you ready to take a peek into the future of AI-driven drug discovery?
Let's do it. I'm ready for a glimpse of what's coming next. Okay, so let's look into the future. What's next for AI in drug discovery?
Well, just think about everything we've already talked about. AI is changing how we identify targets, screen drugs, optimize them, even how we figure out which patients will benefit most.
Yeah.
Now imagine all that, but like even more powerful.
Okay, I'm imagining. What does that look like? Superpowered AI drug discovery.
Well, for one thing, AI might not just tell us which drugs will work, but also like predict problems before they even happen. Like imagine catching toxicity issues or bad drug interactions way early before clinical trials even start.
That would be huge. It would save so much time and money, and it could even protect patients from, you know, treatments that might not work or could even be dangerous.
Exactly. And think about personalized medicine. AI is already helping us figure out which patients will respond best to certain treatments, but in the future, it could be even more precise, more individualized.
So we could move away from like general treatments and create therapies that are truly tailored to each patient.
Yep, that's the idea.
Yeah.
And it goes beyond just predicting how someone will respond to a drug. AI could also help us design clinical trials that are more efficient, more targeted to specific patient groups. That would speed up the whole drug development process, get new treatments to people faster.
That would be a total game changer. But what about discovering completely new drugs? Can AI help with that?
Oh, absolutely. Right now, we're kind of limited by how much we understand about, you know, human biology. There are probably tons of potential drug targets out there that we haven't even found yet.
Because we don't fully understand all the, like, complex interactions happening in the body.
Right. But AI could help us untangle that complexity. AI could analyze huge amounts of biological data and find patterns, connections that that we might miss. It could lead us to whole new areas of drug discovery.
So we could potentially find cures for diseases that are right now incurable.
That's the hope.
Yeah.
And I think AI will be a big part of making that happen.
This is all so exciting. But as AI gets more powerful, we also need to be careful, right?
Yeah.
What are some things we should be thinking about as this technology keeps evolving?
Oh, for sure. It's like they say, with great power comes great responsibility. One big thing is making sure the data we use to train these AI algorithms is, you know, diverse, representative of everyone.
So we avoid biases that could lead to treatments that only work for certain groups of people.
Exactly. We need to be really thoughtful about the data we're using, make sure it reflects the diversity of, you know, human beings.
And as AI takes on, like, more complicated tasks, it raises questions about, like, transparency. We need to be able to understand how AI is making decisions, especially when it comes to something as important as healthcare.
Absolutely. It's not enough to just, like, blindly trust the AI.
No, yeah.
You got to be able to see how it's reasoning, make sure it's, you know, making ethical decisions.
So as we move into this new era of AI-powered drug discovery, it's all about finding a balance, right? Embracing the power of this technology, but also holding on to the values that are important in healthcare.
Couldn't said it better myself.
Yeah.
I think it's going to take a lot of open discussion and collaboration between scientists, ethicists, policymakers, you know, everyone, to make sure we do this right.
Well, I think we've given our listeners a lot to think about today. We've seen how AI is already changing drug discovery at BMS. We've imagined what the future could hold, and we've talked about some important things to keep in mind as this technology evolves. It's been a fascinating deep dive.
It really has. I hope this has gotten people curious, maybe even inspired some future scientists or AI experts out there.
Me too. The world of AI-driven drug discovery is just bursting with possibilities, and it's moving so fast. Who knows what amazing breakthroughs we'll see in the next few years? It's an exciting time to be following this field.
Definitely. I can't wait to see what the future holds.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of AI and drug discovery. We'll see you next time.